chromosomes. Little strands of nucleic acids and proteins are the fundamental genetic instructions that tell us who we are at birth. Most people are born with 46 chromosomes, but each year in the United States, about 6,000 people are born with an extra chromosome, making them a person with Down syndrome. If you've ever encountered someone with Down syndrome, you know that they are some of the kindest, most joyful people you will ever meet. They truly have something extra. My name is Lisa Nichols, and I have spent the last 24 years as both the CEO of Technology Partners and as the mother to Allie. Allie has something extra in every sense of the word. I have been blessed to be by her side as she impacts everyone she meets. Through these two important roles as CEO and mother to Allie, I have witnessed countless life lessons that have fundamentally changed the way I look at the world. While you may not have an extra chromosome, every leader has something extra that defines who you are. Join me as I explore the something extra in leaders from all walks of life and discover how that difference in each of them has made a difference in their companies, their families, their communities, and in themselves. I'm thrilled to have Dan Clark on the show today. Dan is the CEO of Brain FM, which creates neuroscience-backed functional music to help people from around the world focus, relax, and sleep. If you like this episode today, please go to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen and leave us a 5-star rating. Well, Dan, thank you so much for being willing to be on the Something Extra podcast today. I have been so excited about our conversation, and you're in New York City. I'm in St. Louis, but, you know, because you and I both love technology and it's an awesome thing we're able to connect this way. So thank you for being on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Well, we have got so much to talk about, but I want to just start out and I'm just going to ask you this question. Who is Dan Clark? Because you are a multifaceted person. I know that. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your background?
I grew up and I made my first website when I was 13. One of my neighbors who I used to hang out with, you know, my friends, and we play video games, and he was making websites. And I was like, wow, this is a cool new video game that I get to learn. And I didn't realize then that it was going to spark something inside of me that really, you know, I still use today, where with technology, you can really change the world. In addition to that, I also, I'm a secondary black belt. I started doing martial arts when I was 11 and started teaching it. And I fell in love with the process of helping use martial arts as a vehicle to transform people to their true potential. And I'm a result of that. And as I was going into, you know, doing martial arts, that's where I thought my career was going to be. I was never really good at school. I actually dropped out of high school in my senior year. One of those tech guys. I started finding that, hey, I could use technology to help businesses and people achieve their dreams. And I actually did that with the martial arts school. So I made their first website. They went from getting 20 or 30 leads a month to 100 to 130. And the school size went up, started doing that for all their friends. Before long, you know, I'm 19 and I had my own business of having 30 to 40 martial arts schools and doing lead generation. And I was like, wow, there's something here. So I ended up selling that business when I was young, traveling the world a little bit, and then really started optimizing for how can I be part of companies from mom and pop companies to more established companies in using technology to grow them. And I came across this time where I basically optimized for financial success pretty heavily. And I think I achieved that at a young age. And then I actually had a near-death experience, which made me realize the goal is not financial, it's what you make it. And I wanted to use technology to help people again. So the chagrin of my parents and people around me, I ended up quitting my job and looking for opportunities. And that's when I came across Brain FM. So I'm not the founder of that company. I was a user first. And I just remember using it for my first time and being so just blown away by this is a technology that can help transform the world and help people be their best self. that's what we're doing here.
I love it. And I cannot wait to dig into that more. So how did you stumble across Brain FM? And were you using it to focus? Were you using it to sleep? I mean, what was surrounding that, Dan, that caused you to even say, let me just give this a try? Or were you kind of an experimentation guy? You know, you would see a new technology and say, let's give this a try. Let's see what this is all about.
I was always interested in trying new things. I had a very hard time focusing. And that's one of the reasons why I kind of dropped out of high school, was because my brain wouldn't really turn on to like 1 p.m. And I used to find this magic zone at night, past 2 cups of coffee, past 1 o'clock in the morning, we have a project due tomorrow, and you feel like you could fly and do anything. And people now call that flow state. And I used to work from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m., 4 days a week, and find myself where I could actually do way more things. So I was always trying things between diet and technology and different kinds of services that said, hey, we can help you achieve this. When I came across Brain FM, it was actually something that was able to do that. I, to be completely honest, thought it was not going to work. It was, you know, all
a bunch of hype and
yeah, exactly. You know, because there's things like binaural beats or isochronic tones that have had limited success before. But like, this is just another thing that people are trying to sell. And I remember trying it for my first time and was so blown away that I tried to break it. So I'd stay up all night and I'd do it. I wake up at 10 in the morning and do it. And consistently, I found myself being able to get into flow state. And I actually started, for the first time in my life, waking up at 9 in the morning and working. And it, in the first several weeks, changed my life. And I go, I need to work for this company. And I literally emailed them like 12 times. And I begged to jump on the call with the founders. And I eventually got on the call and I said, I need to work for you guys. Like, I can transform and help build a company. And they were like, well, we're a starting company. We don't really have any money. And I was like, hey, I'll work for free. I don't even care. I'll show you I have value because I just want to be part of this rocket ship. It's been a funny ride because now not only do I work for the company, but I'm also CEO and I own the company. So it's been a wild ride.
It has been a wild ride. I am so glad that you were resilient and persevered in that. You know, I'm so glad that you shared the story, Dan, because I'm thinking you have to really believe in that company and the product, you know, to say, I'm going to work for you for free.
Definitely. Yeah.
So let's get into Brain FM a little bit. And I told you, we've got empirical evidence because when I knew that you were coming on the podcast, Dan, we've been using Brain FM and we are believers. You know, oftentimes we would wake up at night and then not be able to go back to sleep. When that's on, we go right back to sleep and we're just sleeping like a baby. So I love the fact that, you know, you kind of got back to your true self and saying, I want to do something that's going to help people. But you basically have 4 components, and I want you to dig into this and how it works with the AI. But you've got focus, relaxation, sleep, and meditation. And then you've got different genres. So talk to us a little bit about how it works with the neuroscience. You know, does the composition come first? Do the scientists, the AI technologists, and the composers work together? Can you explain that a little bit to us?
Basically, Brain FM, the whole goal of the company is to create functional music that's designed to help us focus, relax, or sleep better, or really control our mental state on our demand. The reason why that, you know, needs to happen in the world is because our bodies are not designed to plug in and plug out when we want to. Our bodies, you know, are based on our diet, based on all these other things in our environments. And we live in this 9-to-5 world, or the switch on, switch off, and we need that ability. So the goal really is to use and create functional music. And it's kind of like a switch in your pocket that you can switch on. So the way it works is we add different kinds of rhythmic pulses to music in a certain kind of pattern that emulates a pattern in our brains that it looks like when we're performing that activity. So if I was to put an EEG on your head, which measures your electrical impulses, or look at an fMRI of your head, which is it measures your blood flow throughout your brain. If I look at it, whenever Lisa is in focus or whenever you're in sleep, it's actually a pattern that's very well understood with science. So what we're doing is we're adding these rhythmic pulses and we're disguising them into music. And we're doing this through a new padded way called neural phase locking, which we can dive into. But by listening to this music, what's happening is your brain starts mirroring and matching these patterns, which allows you to switch into those patterns faster and then stay in them longer as long as you're listening to the music. And it's something that our brains naturally do. What's really cool about music is that our ears are very sensitive, and it's something that is not taking away from our visual cues of what we're doing. And it can be used in many different things as a addition. So when you're working, it's easy to listen to music, and most people already do. And when you're sleeping, it's very easy to put on this because you don't need to keep your eyes open, right? So it's a really natural tool for people to use. And what we're using is bleeding edge scientific breakthroughs to really bring a consumer product to help people.
I'm amazed. Now, how many genres are there? And then there's variations of those genres. So like even on the sleep, you can do, you know, a forest sound or rain. Tell us a little bit about that.
We look at the product as in different mental states, different activities, and then different genres in those activities. What's happening is when we look at focus, relax, or sleep, the first thing is we divide it into what activity are you doing inside of focus. So a lot of people are really interested in deep work, but there's also different kinds of neural patterns that are associated with being creative and doing goal setting or you know, whatever that may be, or learning, which is like reading or trying to get data into you. There's different kinds of sleep as well. You know, some people want a nap and some people want to power sleep or get right into sleep. Some people need to rest or relax a little bit to, you know, go in. So there's all these different kinds of activity states first. And then what we're doing is we're creating different genres inside of those activities and mental states that people have connections to or just personal enjoyment. What we're trying to do is really blend science with art. And what happens is art is something that we, you know, again, enjoy. So you actually want to use the product. And then science is to make sure it's effective. And the way we make our music is really the merging of both. So on the science side, we have neuroscientists that work for the company. These are people that graduated from MIT and Harvard and some of the best schools around. And traditionally in companies, a breakthrough happens. And then 6 years later, a company comes along. And what we believe is by employing and investing in science first, we can have those breakthroughs and bring them right into the consumer product. So that is some of the things that we're doing as far as those patented procedures that we're doing, the different kinds of rhythmic pulses and patterns. We're also doing constant testing of things that a lot of people know are important, but we want to make sure we understand all of the dials. So a lot of people may know that you don't want to listen to lyrics when you're focusing or trying to sleep because it's distracting. And some people can do it, but it's taking some energy away from you doing the activity you have. So we actually do tests on that. We do tests on salience, which is the difference between sounds and loud bangs and how much can we have and all this stuff. And it's interesting because we're actually trying to make music that you enjoy, but you don't enjoy too much.
Yeah.
So what happens is it ends up just being background noise. And then what we're doing is we're taking all of that science and then we're creating that with really skilled composers that they've toured with different bands, they award-winning video game composers, and they create these soundscapes or different genres of music and compositions that we layer both of these together. So it's something, again, you enjoy listening to. We have thousands and thousands of different kinds of content, but then every single type of music that you're listening to has all of these different kinds of patterns and all of these things that have been proven with EEG, with fMRI, and large-scale testing that have direct effects on our brain. And now we're moving into the next phase of the project, which is moving into personalization and understanding what patterns is best for Lisa and what patterns are best for Dan and finding how can we make it even more effective.
Now, I know that you recently won a grant from the National Science Foundation. What are you going to be using that grant for?
We won that grant for ADHD research, which was actually looking to see if this can be an effective treatment for ADHD. And this is some of the stuff that we're already getting valuable data from, like the fMRI. fMRI is this really big machine that costs like $250,000 to run, and it basically images your brain. And we're actually able to see with people with a neurodiversity how we can create music specifically to cater to them. But what's really interesting is also helping us understand people that maybe aren't on the same spectrum of neurodiversity. A lot of people believe that ADHD is you have it or you don't. And really, it's a 1 to 10 scale. Everyone has different versions of it. And actually, all neurotypical people have different kinds of things. It's helping us really understand these effects work for everyone. And what we have to really do is understand more about you as a listener, as a user, to then cater the acoustic environment, the science, and what music you like to find the most effective experience.
Right. It's all about optimization, isn't it, Dan?
Exactly.
Personal optimization. Well, you know what? We have got so much more to talk about, but we do need to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Dan Clark. Hi, everybody. I just wanted to take a second and tell you about something our team at Technology Partners can do for your business. We have spent over 2 decades partnering with organizations and helping them solve their IT needs from a 360-degree perspective. A huge part of how we solve those needs is by developing custom applications of all shapes and sizes. If your team is looking for software and an out-of-the-box solution just isn't right, it's time to consider how we might be able to help. Go to tpi.co/custom apps and learn more about our awesome capabilities. So welcome back, everyone. So Dan, I know that you have said music could possibly be the new medicine. Can you dig into that a little bit and what you mean by that?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, first I want to preface this with, when I say new medicine, it's not necessarily something that is replacing medicine, but I think this is an addition or a plus one product, really. So this might be ability to do before medicine in addition to, or, you know, other kinds of things as we learn more about the science. But there's really amazing things that are coming out of the research that we are doing and other different kinds of research that is also corroborating what we're doing as well with some of our partners. One of the most interesting things is actually Alzheimer's research, right? Alzheimer's is a degenerative disease that, you know, affects many millions of people. And what's really interesting is MIT actually just came out where they were able to use click trains and these different kinds of amplitude modulations, which is the exact same technology that we're using in all of our music and our technology. And they're able to show in mice that they're able to reverse and help treat Alzheimer's. So that was so promising. They went and they did that with humans. And they found in humans, they were able to replicate the same exact results. And it's really, really interesting. So they actually have a pre-published paper out that you can look up and see some of these effects. And what's exciting about this is it's showing that the technology that we're using, it's even a stronger case that it is working, and there's more wide-reaching abilities for us to affect than just helping someone, you know, focus or sleep, but helping them do it in a more concentrated way. But it's really exciting. And, you know, we're doing similar things with pre and post operations. We're actually running clinicals for right there. We're doing things with stroke care. And again, one of the reason why I think it's just so exciting is because we know this works. And the more we learn about this technology, the more we're learning about the brains, the more we're able to make a compelling product. And really, the more we can see how we can help people around the whole world. One of the things that we were talking about before was why I was so excited about this product was it doesn't matter if you have neurodiversity. It doesn't matter if you speak English, Mandarin, or French. It matters that we're human. And that's the basis of what this is, you know, really understanding. One of my neuroscientists tells me we know more about Pluto than we know about certain parts of our brain. We're on a real quest to figure out that and to improve the lives of people for whatever they need for them. And some people need, hey, I just need the ability to switch into focus and then switch out. And some people need a little bit more. And we want to be able to serve people across all spectrums.
You say somewhere else, maybe even something that you wrote, that music is magic, you know, and I do believe your point. It doesn't matter if you're speaking English, if you're speaking Spanish, if you're speaking German, you know, music is a universal language. And so what you guys are doing to optimize for the person to get into these various states, I just find it so fascinating. And research on the brain, Dan, will probably continue long after you and I are gone, you know, because it's just so complex. But I absolutely love what you're doing. you know, obviously we're individual subscribers. Greg and I have both subscribed. We're trying to get our kiddos to subscribe now. So you've got that, but then you moved into a space where you are really targeting Fortune 500 companies and targeting their CHROs and saying, you know, how can you guys add this as an employee benefit? How are you approaching that segment of the business right now?
We've had some incredible success with our enterprise product that we're just launching. And it actually came out because we had a Fortune 100 company come to us and say, hey, we have a couple thousand people using this thing. Why don't we just fully invest and let's see how we can really optimize this? So we actually spent 2 years working with this company and really developing programs on, one, how can we distribute this? Because it's at first glance, it could look at just like another wellness perk and the hundred of other wellness perks you have, right? How can we educate people? And then how can we measure the effectiveness of this? So through that, we actually came up with a program, which is creating for a culture of focus inside of the company. And then on a larger scale is 360 wellness. So especially at these large companies, a lot of them have wellness. A lot of them realize that the more productive their employee is when they're in work mode, the more they can live a meaningful and exciting life when they're not. And now, especially after COVID, we find ourselves in this world where people are like mandating people take vacation days, right? They're mandating that they have. And with this being a tool to switch into focus and switch out of it, we're starting to develop these procedures with companies. So I can't say the name of this one participant, but with them, we were able to create this whole platform. And we saw in just a little bit under 2 years that we had 1/5 of their entire workforce use the product consistently. And we saved them about 300,000 hours of more productive focus. And through that, that actually is an investment in productivity as much as employee wellness. So we find that we're actually crossing this line of not just creating mental wellness, but also creating productivity and combining it together to create this platform where now people have resources to be their best self. And, you know, I think that's a challenge in the workforce right now is that, you know, we have to show up, we have to do our work. And now it's not really how much you work, it's what you get done. And sometimes you're having an off day. Sometimes it's hard to get into the zone. And this is just another tool for someone to get into that.
To get to the zone or flow state, as you say.
Exactly. Yeah. Switch into focus. And that's our big thing. So we actually just started now rolling that out with other Fortune 100 companies. We do pilots first to show culture of focus and be able to create that. And then from there, we branch out into creating platforms and programs for a company and organization and to continue that. And we've been having really great results starting to scale that out around the world, actually. So it's a lot of fun.
That is fun. So Dan, let me ask you something. When you're measuring outcomes, I mean, is it data-driven or is it, you know, more anecdotal stories? How are you measuring the outcome? How are you saying now, you know, company XYZ, their people are 10 times, 20 times, whatever, more productive than they were before BrainFM?
In a lot of our science testing, we are doing high measured performance. So again, we're talking about EEG and fMRI. We also do these like basically gold standards for attention and for concentration. So we use that as a preset in the beginning. And then when we approach these enterprise organizations, it really is up to them. So some companies are more interested anecdotal of, you know, what do XYZ say? And some companies are really interested in working sessions or, hey, we're going to do something that normally takes, we do this, you know, all the time. It takes 6 weeks to do it. But now let's add this in and let's see if we can get it done quicker. And we're finding that those are things that we do have results in. So as you mentioned, Lisa, it's kind of challenging to measure what focus is because it's so wide based on what you're doing. But what we really try to do is work with a company to figure out if that's something they want to do. Here's the different ways to measure it that we recommend and try it out because it's really about the evidence and about how people feel. Even if people are the same speed, which again, we're seeing they're a little bit faster. If people leave that environment where they're still refreshed and they're less strained.
More refreshed and energized.
Yes. Exactly. That's still a huge win. And again, that's why this is something that's starting to take off inside of the enterprise space.
Yes. Well, I'm so excited for you guys. I mean, it's going to be so fun to see where Brain FM goes. So here's a question for you that my husband, Greg, had. He goes, ask Dan if you can get addicted. Can you get addicted to Brain FM where you have to have it to sleep?
I really think of this as a plus one product. And what's really cool about music is that our brain has all of these systems that help us to not normalize to sound and acoustic environments. So what I mean by that is, you know, when you drink coffee when you're like 16 and one cup makes you stay awake for hours and right. Now you could drink three cups of coffee, no problem. It's because our brain and our body normalizes. So it gets used to it, builds up a tolerance. And what's really interesting about Brain FM, because of our brains have evolved to be very sensitive to sound, it's something that one can't be obstructive or can't hurt you. So one out of 14,000 people suffer from epilepsy, but there's no epileptic version of sound sensitivity. It's a very safe medium. And then because our brain is so sophisticated, we can't normalize to it. So it's always a plus one, but it can never be something that you're dependent on or that you need to fall asleep like other kinds of drugs could be.
So Dan, I have to ask you, this is something extra. What do you believe is the something extra that every leader needs?
Ooh, okay. So I want to cheat and answer a few things, but I think the first biggest thing is probably curiosity. I think that curiousness really breeds excellence because you say, hey, well, what if this was possible? What would happen and how would the world look like if this was done? And what do I have to do that? And that's something I try to ask myself at least once a week is what am I curious about on how I can get better, on how the company can get better, and how we can go to the next level. So curiosity is like one of my words. I really enjoy it. And then you mentioned another word that's really dear to my heart, which is perseverance. I think of steel beams and how much pressure you can add before they break and buckle. And there's a saying which, you know, we've all probably heard, but it's if it was easy, anyone would do it. And a lot of the things that we're really trying to do and a lot of the problems that are, I don't know, need to be solved in the world to help people are really tough problems. So I think there takes some curiosity in, well, what if we could solve this? And there's a perseverance of, well, let's not give up when this is hard. Let's keep pushing to the other side, you know, and I think there's maybe a little bit of luck in there too. But when you do enough of these over time, you know, something eventually pans out.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I just want to say congratulations for how far you guys have come. I absolutely love that you're wanting to give back to the world. You're wanting to help people. There's just so much here. And congratulations too, because I know in 2020, you were voted as one of 30 under 30 by Forbes, which what an honor. I know that wasn't something you were seeking, but you know, hopefully it gives you even confidence and perseverance to keep going, that you're on the right track here because somebody saw something in you that's really special. So I think, you know, our listeners need to be watching what happens with this company, watch what happens with Dan Clark. And I hope you take the world by storm, Dan.
Thanks, Lisa.
Tell our listeners, before we go, tell them how they can get involved. You know, you want to give the URL for the site. What would you want to tell the listeners before we go here?
Yeah, sure. So if anyone wants to give a try to Brain FM, they can go to brain.fm or search on the Apple or Play Store. We give 3 days free for people to come in and really experience this. It's one of those things where I was skeptical my first time and I've tried all these things. And if you're at all interested or curious of if you could perform better, what would it feel like? I encourage you to try and download the app. No credit card required and you can give it a shot and shoot me an email.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Dan, thanks a lot again for being on the show. It was a pleasure.
My pleasure. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Something Extra with Lisa Nichols is a Technology Partners production. Copyright Technology Partners, Inc. 2019. For show notes or to reach Lisa, visit tpi.co/podcast. Don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you listen.